Now, I would like to, if I could, get into what happened between you and Nicki Minaj.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
The controversy between you and her, where you had just made a statement.
Yeah.
And it, but a lot of people took it the wrong way.
Well, I don't even know the wrong way. I said what I said, and I meant it the right way. Don't disrespect the people that worked very hard to build my career. I didn't say anything the wrong way. I said it, and I stand behind it.
And this was because of what? What did she do?
Well, she showed up late to a live taping of one of the biggest shows in the history of the planet Earth, and disrespectful, and showed disregard to people that helped build my career and people that have helped to build a lot of other folks. And I find that distasteful, disgusting, and disparaging to anybody out there that has dreams, because you know what? That sets the tone of this is how you treat people when you make it to that level. Let me ask you something. Ryan Seacrest, I bust chops. Yeah, Ryan owes me money. I do this all the time. But I'm actually glad you asked this question, because I'm going to tell you something. Ryan Seacrest is one of the hardest working men that I've ever met in my life. That guy gets up at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning every morning, gets ready for radio shows. Yep. He goes, does TVs. He does Idol. He does everything else during these seasons. He goes to bed probably about 1 o'clock. He sleeps for about 3 of these months out of the year. He sleeps about 3 hours a night. I want you to get on your phone. I want you to Google. I want you to tell me how many times Ryan Seacrest has been late for that show out of 14 seasons, not one.
Yeah.
So guess what? Buy a watch or take a little bit of that money they're paying you and go buy some respect.
Wow.
God bless you. Have a good day, Nick.
You heard it from Bo Bryce. Hey, man, but thank you for stopping by.
We love you, Dallas. We're going to be coming down there hanging out in Fort Worth soon. You better believe it.
97.9 The Beat, the hip-hop station. Bo Bryce, everybody.